Vacodja Thofodja Roid Gdi Erclor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Diva Codger Thofolcha Roiv Gadir Clor Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you all know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as I say every week, you can contact me at any time by email. JoeBullard2@aircom.net. I had an email during the week from a listener who said she likes the way I say read out my email address. Thank you very much, Alice. Joe Bullard, spell it for you. JoeBullard, and a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, apologies for the voice this week because it's been abused and overused, singing and doing gigs and general whatnot. But apologies, I hope we won't spoil it for you. Let's get off with a lively start from this. Well, it's the Dubliners, but I think Jim McCann is singing the lead vocals on this, because this is the story of the young man who falls asleep and he was dreaming. And he dreamt he was back home in Ireland, actually in Clare in Spansel Hill. Here are the Dubliners with Jim McCann.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assemble there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill, I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
And I woke in California, far, far from Spansel Hill. Johnny McAvoy had a huge hit with that many years ago, but there we heard Jim McCann accompanied by the Dubliners. That's taken from an album entitled 25 of the Best Irish Drinking Songs. I'll tell you what I'll do, though. I'll play you another track from that. You'll probably recognise at least one of the ballads here. The first one, I'll Tell Me Ma When I Go Home, The Boys Won't Leave the Girls Alone. Where have we heard that before?
I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. I told my girl I stole my comb, well that's all right when I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is a belle about the city. She is a curtain, only three, please when you tell me who is she. Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for. They're up on the door, they ring on the bell, tsunami pool of are you well. Oh, she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. Oh, Johnny Murray says she'll die, she doesn't get the power with the roving knife. And the wind and the rain and the hay blow high, snow can tumble in from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell him all when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, for it's Albert Mooney, she'll still. Now the grass is growing, water's flowing, a free and easy way. But give me enough of the fine, no stuff that's brewed near Galway Bay. And policemen all from Donegal, from Sligo, Leitrim too. We'd give them a slip if I take a sip of the real old Mountain Dew. Hey, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, hi, day. Hey, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, hi, day. At the foot of the hill there's a needle still, the smoke curls up to the sky. With the smoke and smell they can plainly tell there's potch and brew nearby. For it fills the hair with an odor rare betwixt both me and you. When home you stroll you can take a bowl or the bucket of the Mountain Dew. Hey, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, deedle, hi, day. Hey, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, hi, day. Now learned men use the pen, never wrote your praises high. A sweet poteen from air and green, a steel from weed and rye. Throw away your pills, it'll cure all ills, a Christian heathen a Jew. Take off your coat and grease your throat with the real old Mountain Dew. Hey, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, hi, day. Hey, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, deedle, lum, deedle, lum, deedle, hi, day. I've heard years in Blarney, in Kentucky and in Killarney, in Passage and in Queenstown, a tale, the Cove of Cart. Goodbye to all this pleasure, for I'm going to take me leisure. Aye, the next time you will hear from me, be a letter from me yard. So goodbye, machine jerking, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll dig the praise, the longer I'll be full. For sure, my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. For instead of digging praties, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Goodbye to all the boys at home, I'm sailing far across the foam. Pray to make me fortune and far to merry kay. For there's gold and money plenty for the poor and for the gentry. And when I come back again, I never more will stay. So goodbye, machine jerking, I'm sick and tired of working. The more I'll ding the praties, no longer I'll be full. For sure, my name is Carl. Barney, I'll be off to California, where instead of digging pretties, I'll be digging lumps of gold.
Well, I hope that got your feet tapping or your head nodding. Wrong with the rhythm there, a few ballads. Now, I have said it so often on the programme before that I'm not going to say it again. This is the last time you'll hear me say that I prefer this next particular song played as an instrumental. Hey, yes, all you regular listeners will know Joe's talking about Danny Boy. No, over the last couple of weeks, I've played a few versions of Danny Boy, vocal versions of Danny Boy, and this one I played some months ago. It's from an album called Celtic Mystique, Women of Song. And this is a wonderful interpretation. I love the backing of the whole arrangement of it. And I love the way Sheila Ryan sings Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes of war are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone. It's you must go and I must bide. But call me back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, you so.
Now, I'm sure you will agree with me. That's a wonderful interpretation of the well-loved song Danny Boy. A sort of an Enya-esque backing, would you not agree there? She does it well. Sheila Ryan. Now, I mentioned Johnny McAvoy a few moments ago. Can't remember in what context. But here we're going to have Johnny. But before I play it, just a little bit of an explanation. We've spoken on most Sounds Irish programmes nearly every week about the famine that happened in Ireland in the 1840s, 1845, 46, and for the next 10 or 12 years. Many, many, many people left Ireland for other countries. Most of them went to the USA. And many songs were written about people and emigration and people having to leave our country. Here's yet another one, and I'm not quite sure how long it is since I played this track, but here's Johnny McAvoy singing the song The Shores of Mary Kay. And just to let you know that as is with most folk music, sometimes they change the words just to rhyme. We do it with this one, On the Shores of Mary Kay.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well, and the mountains grand of my own native land, I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of a merry Kay. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame, that fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm going on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a merry Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of my friends in my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a merry Kay.
That man never recorded a bad track in his whole recording career. Well, in my humble opinion. Also, in my humble opinion, the most sung about county in our little island here is, well, it must be, Donegal. You know, I think I could do a whole 2-hour Sounds Irish programme with songs from Donegal. It, after all, it is a beautiful country, situated right up in the northwest corner of Ireland, with lovely mountains and streams and rivers, and of course a rugged coastline. Here, Sharon Murphy is expressing her love for the homes of Donegal. I've just dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on, and I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again and greet you one and all. Your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal.
I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see to be
Plaintive. Yes, I think that would describe Sharon Murphy's voice on that particular performance of The Holmes of Donegal. It has this contemporary Irish backing that I like on lots of the new Irish tracks. Well, not so much new, going back a few years, but they've introduced a sort of an electronic keyboard droning sound. And it's, well, in my book, it's gorgeous. Well done. Now, do you remember recently on Sounds Irish, we played the Byrne sisters' interpretation of the song The Workhouse? Well, I'm going to feature the girls again now, because they're telling us about a gentleman, a musician, a minstrel, Ned of the Hills. Now, I'm sure when you listen to this, you'd say, well, that sounds like another song. Well, to me, it sounds a little bit like Buachaill O'Nearna, the boy from Lough Erne, but they tell the wonderful story of Ned of the Hills, the Byrne sisters.
Thank you.
Ho, 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 ho! Young Eileen has gone with young Ned of the Hills. I used to play that as an instrumental a long time ago. Misha Amon on Kunik. I am Ned of the Hills. And the Byrne sisters did a wonderful job on that. Now, I've got a bit of a treat for you. It's a long time since I've played this track. It is a recording of an old Maori tune. The melody is from New Zealand. And it seems that an Irish priest went out to do some mission work in New Zealand, and he heard this lovely song, and he put his own Irish words to it. You'll recognise the tune as soon as you hear it, but the words are sung for us here by Our Lady Queen of Peace Church in Bray, which actually is my parish church. And yours truly doing the keyboards, and the choir, which I train here in the parish, singing it. We recorded this album some few years ago, and this is their interpretation of Awira Wahair, or Mother Mary. Awira Wahair from Our Lady Queen of Peace Church Choir here in Bray. And we're continuing with the song in the Irish language, because this is a song by, well, one of the most famous of all Irish female vocalists over the last good 30, 40 years. I speak, of course, of Mary Black. Now, Mary hails from a very musical family, the Black family, and we've had them on the programme. In fact, we might even get them before the end of this programme. But Mary's singing a song entitled Mogila Mar. She's singing it in Irish. It means my hero.
Shabuan, a porch of law, a quig of cruel.
Shin Gohintuch Erfad, wasn't that beautiful altogether? Mary Black and McGillamar. And here's a very young sounding Dolores Keane. She must have recorded this song on more than one occasion, because this is not the version I'm familiar with. But as I say, she sounds very young on this. And it tells the story of the beauties around Galway Bay. She's dreaming, there she is, far away, dreaming of her Galway Bay, far away on the west coast of Ireland.
It's far away I am today from scenes I roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I foresaw in the night. But time, not tide or waters wide, could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound, but sweet and green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, all wealth abound, and the love that lives always, bless every home beside you form, my own dear Galway Bay. Had I youth's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire and smoke, for all the gold of one might fall, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and rare, and I'd lay my bones near churchyard stones beside you, Galway
forevermore. above.